This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Whether we are working to ditch the rule, get a move on for GMOs, open foreign markets, address agricultural labor shortages, reform the Endangered Species Act, or achieve any of our other policy goals, Farm Bureau's success ultimately comes down to one factor: Farm Bureau members. Membership is vital to the health of any organization, such as Farm Bureau, for obvious reasons. Membership powers the organization and ensures we have the resources to serve our mission. Members also are vital to our policy effectiveness. Lawmakers know it is Farm Bureau members, their constituents, who develop our grassroots policy. That's a big deal when those lawmakers are thinking about where they stand on the issues. Farm Bureau's influence and profile as the nation's largest general farm organization is driven by our members and their engagement. When we write members of Congress, testify at congressional hearings, or introduce Farm Bureau to business executives through our corporate advocacy efforts, we always start by letting them know that Farm Bureau is the nation's largest general farm organization, representing farmers and ranchers of all types and sizes in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. It's a powerful affirmation that only Farm Bureau has the profile, platform, and people to be the unified national voice of American agriculture. People join Farm Bureau for different reasons, but I hope that all members are proud of being part of a strong, effective, and proven organization that works for agriculture, our food security, and rural communities. To all Farm Bureau members, thank you for being our lifeblood. To the volunteers who help grow our membership, please know that everything we do is made possible through your dedicated work. The Senate bipartisan passage of Trade Promotion Authority legislation on Friday brings the U.S. a step closer to completing ambitious trade negotiations around the world, according to AFBF. AFBF President Bob Stallman says congressional support is critical to breaking down trade barriers and completing ambitious new trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. TPA streamlines negotiations and strengthens our position at the bargaining table. Last week, Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey, Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Susan Collins of Maine introduced the Safeguard American Food Exports Act. Supporters tout the measure as related to food safety, but careful analysis by AFBF has revealed its primary aim is instead to prohibit the sale or transport of horses for human consumption. Currently, equine harvest is effectively prohibited in the U.S. by the denial of funding for inspection in harvest processing facilities. However, horses can be sold for export to other countries, including Canada and Mexico, where harvest for human consumption is allowed. The bill, which Farm Bureau opposes, would eliminate that market outlet for unwanted horses. A companion bill was introduced in the House last month by Representative Frank Ginta of New Hampshire and a long list of co-sponsors. Marshfield Clinic researchers have identified unique characteristics of farmers that can assist providers in caring for this population and also guide development of skin cancer awareness, prevention, and screening initiatives. Research published in the Journal of Agromedicine identified factors that distinguish the farming population from the non-farming population when it comes to skin care. One key finding is that only 23% of farmers who reported using sunscreen used it always or frequently when out in the sun for 15 minutes or longer. Common barriers to sun protection included discomfort with wearing long pants and long shirts, forgetfulness with sunscreen use, and inconvenience associated with wearing wide-brimmed hats. In a statement released Wednesday from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. regarding the Waters of the United States regulation finalized by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers, President Giebert says every day Illinois farmers demonstrate their deep commitment to improve water quality on their farms. The Illinois Farm Bureau is currently reviewing EPA's final ruling in detail. However, we believe this new regulation will cause greater confusion and new legal liabilities for farmers and landowners while providing both agencies with almost unlimited authority to regulate at their discretion. In addition, Illinois Farm Bureau believes this regulation will create a flood of unnecessary enforcement actions under the Clean Water Act, as well as citizen lawsuits against farmers for routine farming practices like applying fertilizer or controlling weeds and pests in their fields. The Illinois Farm Bureau doesn't believe this regulation reflects the intent of Congress, and we will ask our elected officials to take any available action to prevent the WOTUS rule from being implemented. Finally, Illinois Farm Bureau strongly encourages Congress to address EPA's unprecedented, unseemly, and possibly illegal grassroots campaign to generate hundreds of thousands of public comments in favor of regulation. The federal regulatory agency should not be in the business of ginning up public or political support for their own actions. In another statement released by Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Guiment regarding the Senate passage of Trade Promotion Authority, he says Illinois Farm Bureau members rely heavily on agricultural exports for their livelihoods, so we are pleased with the Senate's vote to give President Obama and the next president Trade Promotion Authority. TPA gives our nation the ability to reach the best possible deal for American agriculture and other sectors in the ongoing Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations. Over the past 5 years, Illinois farmers and processors have exported more than $40 billion worth of made-in-Illinois corn, soybeans, feed grains, pork, beef, and other products. USDA says every $1 billion worth of exports creates or supports nearly 8,000 full-time jobs. The passage of this bill will expand our markets, grow our economy, and help put more people to work. Not only is trade important to farmers and manufacturers in Illinois, it allows us to demonstrate leadership around the globe. Illinois Farm Bureau would like to thank Senator Mark Kirk for his support and urge the House to take up and pass their accompanying bill as soon as possible. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways and ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions, including weather, road, traffic, etc., over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered on June 9th and 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to 55 years of age who are older and who are Farm Bureau members. The registration fee of $15 covers course materials, instruction, and lunch both days. Those completing the course are eligible for a discount on their auto insurance, but they must attend both days to qualify. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Sommer from Pekin, Illinois, who is a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Summer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the defensive driving course. Reservations are required and class size is limited to 40. Act now to take advantage of this cost-saving traffic safety program. Call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 to make reservations. The Illinois Farm Bureau is once again asking its members to bring rural life into focus by taking and submitting pictures for their annual member photography contest. Picture Illinois, the 2015 member photo contest, is open to IFB members and their families. The contest is limited to photos taken in Illinois in 2013 or after by amateur photographers. Entrants can submit their photos to one of three categories, including Looking Up, Fairs and Festivals, and Hidden History. The grand prize winner will receive $150, while three first place winners will receive $75 each. Three second-place winners will receive $25 each, and the photo selected as member's choice at Illinois Farm Bureau's 2015 annual meeting in December will receive $50. The contest runs from June 1st through November 1st, 2015. Winners will be announced in the spring 2016 issue of Partners Magazine and in Farm Week in January 2016. Employees and immediate family members of Illinois Farm Bureau and its affiliated companies are not eligible. To view previous winning photos, obtain the complete contest rules, and to enter online, go to www.ilfbphotos.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.